This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, last week in Europe, there was relative euphoria. The European Central Bank said it stood ready to buy the government bonds of any EU nation that came seeking its help. That would help countries like Spain and Italy keep their borrowing costs down and keep them from lapsing into financial crisis. Now, there would be conditions, of course, chiefly getting government deficits under control. But the Spanish Prime Minister has dampened the excitement considerably. And to sort through that with us, we have Marketplace's Stephen Beard, who heads our European desk. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
So Prime Minister Rajoy goes on television for this interview. And what does he have to say?
We're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. In a
in
nutshell,
Spanish, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a nutshell, what he said is we can't take any more austerity. As you say, last week, the European Central Bank came up with a plan to drive down the borrowing costs of countries like Spain by buying unlimited amounts of, for example, Spanish government bonds. But the bank said it would only do this if the government concerned accepted conditions, more austerity, more economic reform. Well, now we've had the Spanish Prime Minister making it clear he would not accept any more spending cuts.
So put all the hubbub today in context for us. What's the real threat to this grand bond-buying bailout plan that gave people such comfort last week?
Well, it means that it could fall at the first hurdle. I mean, Spain is the largest Eurozone country in most immediate need of help. But if its government won't accept any strings attached, that help may not be forthcoming. Here's Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform.
That makes it likely that the government's in the creditor countries like Germany and Holland, will not sign off on the bailout program and that the ECB will not be allowed to buy the debt.
Now, this doesn't mean that Spain won't ask for help and won't accept some conditions. To some extent, this is a game of chicken between Spain and Italy, and has been going on for some weeks now. But the Spanish Prime Minister's remarks do underline a problem in the Eurozone. The Germans don't want to give anyone a free lunch, while countries in trouble like Spain feel they're at the limit of what they can afford to do. Any more austerity, say the Spaniards, will cause more real suffering. And as the economy contracts, it'll push up Spain's deficit further and worsen the debt problem.
Marketplace's London Bureau Chief with me live, Stephen Beard. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff.